Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hopes of a ceasefire for Gaza and Lebanon are fading as Israel continues to bombard the region with strikes in its war against Iran-backed militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah. But many civilians are caught in the crossfire, like Ghassan al-Shal from Lebanon. Is this what human rights are, bombing me with an aircraft when I'm not part of what's happening? Am I on the front line to be bombed? Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 24 people in northeastern Lebanon, according to the country's news agency on Friday. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza said Friday that a total of 55 people had been killed in the past 24 hours. Kamal Qarasi, an advisor to Iran's supreme leader, told pro-Iran broadcaster Al-Mayadeen on Friday that Tehran is likely to increase the range of its ballistic missiles. Qarasi also indicated that Iran's nuclear doctrine could change if the nation faced an existential threat. Israel made retaliatory strikes against Iran last month. The United States expects North Korean soldiers in Russia to deploy in combat against Ukrainian forces in coming days. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky publicly warned of North Korea's involvement on October 13. In an interview on Thursday, he blasted what he called a zero response from his allies. He said a weak reaction would encourage Russia's Vladimir Putin to further beef up the contingent. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his North Korean counterpart Cho Son-hui met in Moscow on Friday. Cho said North Korean President Kim Jong-un gave an order to, quote, unswervingly and powerfully support the Russian army. She said North Korea would firmly stand next to our Russian comrades until the day of victory.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. This is VOA News. The death toll from flooding in Spain has climbed to at least 205 as shock turns to desperation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
3 days after historic flash floods swept through several towns in southern Valencia in eastern Spain, the initial shock is giving way to anger, frustration, and a wave of solidarity. Some places still don't have electricity, running water, or stable telephone connections. Well over 200 people are known to have died after Spain's deadliest natural disaster in living memory. Members of the security forces and soldiers are busy searching for an unknown number of missing people, many feared still trapped in wrecked vehicles or flooded garages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the days leading up to the United States elections, a controversial remark from Donald Trump is drawing significant backlash. Trump suggested former Representative Liz Cheney have guns pointed at her face. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a sit-down with conservative talk show host Tucker Carlson in Arizona. Donald Trump called Cheney a war hawk and suggested she wouldn't have been so eager to send troops to fight if...
Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Cheney, who's been outspoken in her criticism of Trump and his role in the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack, says Trump is, quote, a cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Botswana's President Mokgweetsi Masisi conceded electoral defeat on Friday, meaning the Southern African country will have a new party in government for the first time since gaining independence. Zachary Goldman has more.
Nearly 6 decades of rule by one political party in Botswana ended on Friday as President Mokgweetsi Masisi conceded electoral defeat. Preliminary results showed his Botswana Democratic Party had lost its parliamentary majority by a landslide in Wednesday's election. The BDP has ruled Botswana since independence from Britain in 1966. Analysts say mounting socioeconomic grievances, particularly among young people, were the BDP's downfall. Boko had campaigned on issues such as raising the minimum wage and increasing social grants. Botswana has largely depended on diamonds for its income, but a downturn in the global diamond market has caused economic growth to plummet this year.
Zachary Goldman for Reuters. According to the Interior Minister, at least 11 people were killed and 2 hospitalized on Friday when the roof of a railway station in the Serbian town of Novi Sad collapsed. Local television showed emergency crews on site with medical staff preparing stretchers nearby. News Channel N1 noted the building's reconstruction was completed this summer, but the section of the roof that collapsed was not part of the renovations. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.